Culture 9. Exercises 5 and 6.
OK, this room we are in now is called the Roosevelt Room. The room is named after two US presidents, Theodore Roosevelt and Franklin D. Roosevelt. They were actually cousins. For a time, it was called the Fish Room because Franklin Roosevelt used it as an office and kept an aquarium in here. And in fact, later, President John F. Kennedy had a huge fish on the wall as well. But then, in 1969, President Nixon changed the name. He hung portraits of the two Roosevelts on the walls, and they have been here ever since. You can see them over there and over here. That one is Theodore Roosevelt, and this one is Franklin D. Roosevelt. So this is the Roosevelt Room. Next, we move along the corridor and into the Cabinet Room. This is where the President meets with his staff. Notice the fireplace at the end of the room and the busts on each side of it. That is George Washington, the first president, on one side, and Benjamin Franklin on the other. The large table in the center of the room was a gift from President Nixon. Now we go through the office of the president's secretary to the most famous room of all. And here we are in the Oval Office, the office of the president. You can see the three large south-facing windows. And over here to the left, this door leads outside to the Rose Garden. Look up at the ceiling, and there is a medallion with the American Eagle. That has been there since 1934, when Franklin Roosevelt renovated these offices. One of my favourite pieces in this room is the grandfather clock. It's over 200 years old and has been in here since the 1970s. Each president chooses art for this room from the White House collection. Different presidents choose different portraits to have on the walls. Most presidents have hung a portrait of George Washington. As you can see, the current president has also chosen busts of Abraham Lincoln and Martin Luther King Jr. Before we go, just take a look at the desk. That is one of six desks.